Now, he would take you for a ride?
Yeah, they used to have what they call rental limousines.
You'd
hire them by the hour, and we'd go out, you know, to the park and things like that, and come back into town and go to a big hotel, big restaurant, wherever. And this was almost every Sunday.
Was this Kellerman? Was this the man?
No.
Oh,
this
oh.
was a guy. This was, his name was Robert Emmett Cleary. He was a bachelor. And he owned the theater. He would run the theater.
Oh, this was when you worked
when
in the theater.
When I worked in the theater,
And
he used to buy me gifts for every conceivable holiday you ever heard of. He was just a man that, he didn't care about money, you know. We used to go, like there was movies that were previews, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Not like they have previews today. In those days, previews were only for the theater people, see. And he would, this was always on Sunday, and we would all get dressed up and go to that.
Mm-hmm.
Also, he was an opera singer himself, see. And he knew all the theatrical people everywhere. So that any time there was, naturally, there was eight theaters going at the time, and they would come in. And anybody that he knew always came to see him, or he came to see them, and he introduced me to all of them. See, so he made sure that I saw at least one play a week, every week.
Oh, that was very nice. All right. So then that was your Sunday. So that was your whole week.
Well, yeah.
All right.
It was rather unusual.
Yes.
Yeah.
You never had time to go looking for girlfriends or...
I had no thought about that at all.
Okay.
No.
All right. Did you ever attend any sporting events?
Oh, yes. I used to start baseball when I was a young fellow. I liked baseball a lot.
Now, was this to play...
Later on,
did you ever play baseball yourself? You never had time?
I played a little bit of football when I was a kid, but that was only, you know, how you...
Yeah.
Nothing to a great extent. Actually... When I went to high school, I went out for the track team for a while. But I didn't have enough time. That was my difficulty, see, so I couldn't accomplish anything.
Right. But you liked attending.
I liked sports, yes. Oh, yes.
So what, baseball?
Baseball, football, boxing, basketball, especially basketball, because Fifth Avenue High had the best team in the city. Had the championship. They missed the championship of the United States by 1 point. They had a terrific team when I went to school.
Huh. Did you know of the YMCA? Had you ever heard of the YMCA?
I heard of it, but I never went there.
All right. You never had anything to do with it. Were there any other non-Jewish agencies that you had anything to do with?
No.
Now here they want to know if there were any local meeting places where you might have gone to
this is the question you asked before. Yeah.
I want to know how you met people during the first 5 years in Pittsburgh. Through your school and your jobs?
That was all. Yeah, that was about all.
All right. Now this we sort of asked before. Were you friendly with any non-Jewish people?
Yeah, I told you.
Well,
except, boys, especially boys that I went to school with.
Yeah,
And some I was real close with.
Well, they want to know if any of these became lasting friends.
Well, as long as I lived in that section, but later on we probably separated and went in our separate ways, you know.
All right, now. You had relatives here in Pittsburgh when you came.
Right.
Were you close with them socially?
Yes.
With your family?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
They want to know, with whom did you celebrate Seder? Was it just your immediate family?
Yes.
Or would it have been with relatives, too?
Later on, most of the people, most of the relatives came to our house. This was later on.
Mm-hmm.
But the first few years, we would go to my grandfather's, you know.
Mm-hmm. During these first 5 years, did you maintain any contacts with people in Europe?
My parents did. I didn't myself.
Are you an American citizen?
Yes.
They want to know how you got your citizenship.
Well, this is through my father.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? He, when he took out his papers, he listed me.
Do you remember when you first voted?
Might have been around 1929-30.
To what party did you belong?
Democratic Party.
All right. They asked why.
I suppose mostly because a man that I knew real well was a Democratic active member, and he got me to join.
Okay. Were you active in the Democratic Party?
For a while,
Party?
I was active, yes. For a while, I was active.
How? What did you do?
Well, I used to go to meetings, and I used to go out and knock on doors and ask people to vote.
Mm-hmm.
I used to take them to the voting places. And
this
was during the Depression, mostly, you see. And everybody was active because they had nothing else to do. And to be exact, I got a job with the county I worked for about 8-9 months through that. At that time, during the Depression, it was hard to get work.
Now, when did you first meet Aunt Yetta? Do you remember?
It had to be around 1920, 2021.
How did this come about?
We just moved next door.
Oh.
And that was two doors away, actually.
All right. So you were neighbors.
Yeah, and she went to school with me.
Mm-hmm. How old were you, and how old was she? You were what, in high school?
I was just about finishing high school. Probably my senior year. And she finished before me, you know, six months before. But she was younger than me. She made it in 3 years. That's why she doesn't know anything now. And that's how we met.
When did you get married?
1928.
All right. Now I want to know how long you knew each other. Well, you knew each other for what?
Well, about 7 years.
Yeah. Now, your marriage was not prearranged.
No, I would say. Well, let's say no. Although I fought against it quite hard, but never succeeded.
Your parents
mostly my mother's and my sister's fault.
They pushed it.
They pushed it.
All right. But they didn't really, you know, it wasn't arranged like it was in Europe.
You know that.
Yeah.
You know that.
Okay. But would it have been arranged in Europe? Really arranged?
In Europe?
Yeah.
Definitely.
Oh.
Definitely.
Okay. Did it make any difference to you if Aunt Yetta was Russian or if she had come from some other country?
No.
You didn't care?
Only that she was Jewish, that's all.
Right.
Nothing else.
Did any of your friends or family at that time marry non-Jews?
No.
All right. They want to know what was your feeling about this? Would this have been a shocking thing at that time?
Yeah, I would have not approved. You know.
Okay. I won't tell you what Aunt Yetta answered on this one. I'll tell you after. It says, many young couples today have trouble getting along with each other. What were your problems of adjustment during the first years of your marriage?
Well, the first couple of years were not difficult at all, but right after that, the Depression came in, and of course, eventually I lost my job, and I lost all my money, and that's what made it difficult.
It was financial problems.
Financial, mostly, yeah.
It wasn't really personal problems between you and Aunt Yetta.
I don't think so, no. The first couple of years were very good, but later on they got real bad.
Yeah. Yeah, well, she said on this that she was very contented, that, you know, she felt she couldn't remember having problems at all.
I was making quite a bit of money, and it wasn't hard to live, you know, but once the Depression came in, you see, I was in the kind of a business that money was the most important thing for it, see, insurance. So it just got from bad to worse, and eventually I went broke.
Who made the important decisions in your home? Did this differ from the situation in your father's house?
No, I wouldn't say no. It was the same.
I won't tell you what Aunt Yetta said.
I don't care what she said.
No, she was very sweet. She said there was no such thing as somebody being the boss. You consulted with her, and she consulted with you.
There were some things that probably we didn't agree on, but somehow or other they worked itself out. You know.
All right. Now they want to know what kind of schooling your children received.
Well, you know all that.
Put this down from Aunt Yetta too. That two have bachelor's degrees and two have master's degrees, and the one has a high school degree.
That's right.
And did any of them receive Jewish education?
Well,
they all did.
The boys, all the boys and the girls both, all of them, yes.
The boys I know were bar mitzvahed. Were the girls confirmed?
Yes, both of them. Mm-hmm.
Was there any significant difference between the way you were raised and the way you raised your children?
Well, it's pretty hard to say because now Boris was raised in style. He had nothing but class. But when Billy was born, it was the worst time of all. And even when Dave was born, things were very tough, see, so that they didn't have the things that Boris had.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't until later on, in the 40s, before actually we were affluent enough to have the decent things. So there were hard times.
All right, comparing this to when you were a child in Russia, did you feel poor in Russia?
No. No.
You weren't?
No.
Okay. Do you remember having any problems in raising your children which were due to the fact that you were an immigrant? You weren't really such an immigrant by the time you had children.
No, I don't.
You had been
here.
I
think so. Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. Now, we're at the end here. We want your name, Morris Topolsky. Your age?
68 now.
All right. Year of arrival in the United States?
December 1913.
Right. And year of arrival in Pittsburgh would be the same thing.
Same thing, We were only in New York one day.
Yeah. The European country or section from which you came, and that you said was from the Ukraine.
Yeah.
Okay. This is interviewed by Florence Rosner, January 10th, 1969.
That's it?